Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Parshas Bahar, this week's Parsha, short Parsha. And we all know, of course, that the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, introduces the mitzvah of Shemitah. It also introduces the very famous question. It says, Vayidar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, David Yisrael, tells us about Shemitah, Ma'an Yishmita al Sar Sinai, why is this? Okay. I wanted to focus on something as it relates to Shemitah, as it's used as a paradigm, and to maybe help us understand something about the way we should approach our Avodas Hashem, and particularly when it comes to our Emunah. So if you take a look at the first page of the handout that I gave you, we're going to skip around a little bit today. I normally like to go in order, but today we're going to skip around a little bit. And we're going to ask a bunch of questions. V'yedar Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai l'emor, Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'emar ta lehem, ki sovo l'aretz asher ani nosein lechem shav ta'aretz shabbas l'Hashem. So Hashem spoke to Moshe b'har Sinai and includes the mitzvah of Shemitah. And of course, Rashi says, "Man each inyan shmita etzar Sinai, v'lo kol mitzvos nemra b'Sinai." Aren't all the mitzvos given at Sinai? And Rashi says, "El mashmita nemra kol osebra otosea v'diktukav b'Sinai mi Sinai af kula nemra kol osebra diktukav mi Sinai." Shmita is the paradigm example. It's the quintessential example. Just like every diktuk, every single prat, every single detail of shmita was given at Har Sinai, one shouldn't think that that's not true about all the mitzvos. All the mitzvahs are given to us with all the diktukah, with all the pratosah, with all the klaloseah, all the rules, the regulations, the procedures, the details were given to us in Har Sinai. Fine. Ubakas v'lam, fine. V'akatzar, so skip to the left-hand column. V'akatzar achbir, ma'arez remez binyan shmita etzal Har Sinai. T'kamashakaz v'ayev shalamit zozayit b'sacheres? What, shmita is the only mitzvah that you could have highlight the diktukah, the intricacies, the details, where other mitzvahs don't have details? Well, we couldn't learn that it could be another mitzvah that is the example that just as this other mitzvah has all these details, and we there's all came from Sinai. Every mitzvah came from Sinai. Why dafka Shemitah? Umadu nivruch alakach dafka mitzvah Shemitah. Kein tzarach bir in yonam yuachet shal mitzvah Shemitah. And when you think about it for a moment, Shemitah is not picked out of the crowd only in this particular situation in which we're using it as its example. There are other areas in both the Torah and in Chazal that for some reason Shemitah is picked out. Where's another area? In next week's Parsha. Right, that it's talking about the Tochacha, and that literally translated, your land will be laid desolate. And we know that one of the reasons that it will lay desolate is because of the fact that they did not go ahead and observe Shemitah. That for some reason, Hashem is telling us that you want to know what type of Avera is going to serve as a catalyst, an impetus for you being kicked out of the land and the Eretz Yisrael being laid desolate? Shemitah. What about other mitzvahs that I'm thinking about? There's a lot of Averas out there. The Gimel Chamuros come to mind. Shemitah? I'm not saying it's not an important mitzvah. You heard it here first. It's an important mitzvah. But to say that's the reason that the Torah is going out of its way to tell us that's enough that the land should lay desolate? Okay, so there's a lot of Kedushas Haaretz. A lot of mitzvahs to Tulias Baretz. Why Dafka Shemitah?
It's an example.
That's not an example. No. You got
because it requires more of.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Let's not jump the gun. Let's just appreciate the questions, and we'll get to the yisod in a moment. It's like fine wine. You got to open the bottle up. You got to let it breathe a little bit. You got to appreciate it. Okay, fine. Not only that, but we know the Medrash, the Mishnah Avos, tells us galus ba'a li'olam. You don't have this ba'avon avodazara gierlas yishich v'shichas damim u'shmita sa'aretz. Shemitah Saaretz. Okay, I understand the Gimel Chamuros. I understand Gilo Arai's Al-Rusher. I understand murder. I understand having an extramarital affair. That would be a reason when you have to die Yahar V'Yavar for that it were you to be lax in those areas that it warrants being kicked out. Shemitah Saaretz is going to be number 4 on the list? What's going on over here? So let's just understand. The Torah itself tells us that Shemitah is the paradigm, Diktukah, Pratosek, Laloseah. That's where we're going to learn that just as that mitzvah is all, then they came from Sinai, all the other 600 Tel mitzvahs came from Sinai. Why Dafka Shemitah? Kashrus is also a good mitzvah that has a lot of details. Shabbos is also a good mitzvah that has a lot of details. There's a lot of mitzvahs out there. Rashi doesn't explain why Dafka Shemitah. Number 2, why are we being punished so severely by telling us that the land is going to delay desolate simply because we were negligent. Again, not a good thing, but being negligent in our observance of Shemitah. There's a lot of averos that I could think of that could carry with it a tremendous amount of consequence and severity, and that would warrant our being suffering with having the land lay obsolete. Number three, to say that there are four things that will cause us to be in exile. Gilu Eraya is good. Shvichas Damim, good. Avodah Zarah, good. Shemitah Asar, it's like that game of which one of these doesn't, you know, belong like the others. Shemitah Asar is not included, I would think, from a logical perspective, from everything we know in the Torah, doesn't seem to be included in that mix. So if you move to the next page, I actually skipped a page, that's why you don't see Aleph or Beis, you're skipping straight to Gimel. In order to understand what Shemitah represents and what's so unique about Shemitah, we actually have to digress for a moment to ask one other question. V'alpiyadvam Gimel, on the bottom of the page. Yeshlom adekazu ki savo al aretz asher nino sein lochem, v'shav soha aretz shabbas lahashem, sheish shanim tizra sa'ad chav, sheish shanim tizmor karmecha, v'yasav tez tuvas o'shon hashish shabbason yel aretz shabbas lahashem. The laws of Shemitah, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to rest. You're going to work 6 years. You're going to plant 6 years. And on the seventh day, you're going to rest. Obvious question. Lama hiktim tchila mamar v'shav ta'aretz shabbas lahashem. If I were to have written the Torah, I would have said the following. You're going to enter into the land of Israel. And the first 6 years, you're going to work the land. And on the seventh year, you're going to rest. That's not what the Torah says here. What the Torah says here is, we're going to enter the land. We're going to be aware of the fact that we're going to have to rest the land. We're then going to work 6 years and we're going to rest the land. Why are you telling me about resting land? That comes later. It's out of order. Why does the Torah do that? Sha'areya seydu hu shabatchila shesh shanim tizra sadcha v'shesh shanim tizmar karmecha v'achar zeh v'shana ashvin v'shav sar shavas l'ashem should have started off by telling us that we're going to work the land and only after we're going to observe Shemitah. Uke'en zeh tzarech bir, it's not the only place that we see a similar type of out-of-order sequence. Tzarech bina binyan Shabbos. If you take a look, tichsiv, zocher seram Shabbos lekacho. First it tells us we got to keep Shabbos. And then it goes and tells us, sheishamim tavo vasizko melachtecha v'yom ha-shish v'asar shlamo okecha. Wait a second. I don't know if it was me and I was going to share with you an imperative, an instruction of a mitzvah. Start off by first telling me the first 6 days I'm going to work and on the seventh day, Shabbos, geshmak menucha. Why is it telling me first, Zachor, say, Shabbos, the kosher, know that you're going to have the seventh day is Shabbos, then go ahead and tell me 6 days you're going to work, and then you're going to have Shabbos. It's hard to understand. Shalafiyah said, Avel Lememar, Tchila Shesh, Yom Tavod, Vasiskom Lachtecha, Yachak of Yom Shabbos, Lashem Alokecha, Velama Hikta Mamar, Zachor, Yom Shabbos, the kosher. So what's going on over here? Exactly, it's very similar to Shemitah. Exactly, what's going on over here?
Maybe a reason.
So here we go. No. Says in the Siva Shalom.
Maybe a reason. Even if you don't work, you still have to keep Shabbos.
Maybe the definition of work is different. Maybe you're also working. Malacha doesn't mean working for Parnasa. Malacha means doing certain things. So here we go. Achen api amavor dinin mitzvah Shemitah hu yisod ha'emuna. Shemitah is the basis of our emuna. In fact, anecdotally, I teach a machshava class in my school, and the first topic we do in Jewish philosophy is what I call Judaism 101. And we go through the seven wonders of Jewish history. If you're familiar with the curriculum of Eish HaTorah, which so many of our historical things simply don't make sense, they don't add up, we should never have any excuse to be here still. And one of the things we point out is Shemitah. Shemitah, we have no business being around. Were the Torah to have been written by a human, Shemitah would have never worked. We'd all have died in famine the first cycle, and it would have been the end. Shemitah is a perfect indicator that only a being that's in control of the land and the agriculture would have ever conjured up and thought of to give an instruction to give the land a break for years, certainly at the beginning. Shemitah is the basis of our emunah. Sheyehudim ma'amin, a Jew believes, Sheakol b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you hit Shemitah as a farmer, you believe everything is in the hands of Hashem. Umamin b'avtachas Hashem Yisbarach, and you are confident, you believe in Hashem, you believe He's going to give bracha, and then I'm going to make enough in year six to carry me through. V'yodei, and he knows that farmer, shalokochi v'yotem yadi yasuli asachayla, he knows there's no way this is about me. No way am I the one responsible. It is a commensurate to the success that I have. Because I'm taking a year off, and if I'm still going to live and I'm still going to be successful, it can only be for one reason and one reason alone. The Ribono Shel Olam. Lachain, listen to such a beautiful insight. Never thought of this, never saw this before. Lachain, ikdima toras mam v'shav saharas shabbas la'ashem. You want to know why the Torah started off with V'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos l'Hashem. Why did it start off with the Shemitah before getting to the 6 years that you work? Because you should know that even before I tell you about the natural sequence of working in the land, before you go into this avoda, you should realize it's all God. It's all up to Hashem. You should know before I give you all the instructions and the natural sequence of the 6 years that you're going to work the land and Shemitah, you should realize that before you get started, there's no such thing as kol chiviyotim yad yasir lechatz hachayil hazeh. No. V'shav za'aretz, Shabbos l'Hashem, Hashem, I'm going to do as hard as I can, I'm going to work as hard as I can. But at the end of the day, it's all going to be up to you. La'arosh ha'tochin ha'mitzvah yisod ha'emunah. It's to teach us the basis of our emunah. Shehudi yadash HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniges ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the leader of this world, who orchestrates and choreographs everything that takes place in this world. V'lo kol chiviyotim yad, not me. Once I establish that, once I make clear that it's all up to Hashem, then once I've established that reality, that Hashem is in control of everything, then you got to put your shtablus in. Now I can go give you the rules and regulations about going ahead and working the land. Same thing will be true about Shabbos. And you know, so when the why do we start off with the Shabbos part? I work a whole week. Gets to my head a little bit. I'm very successful. It's all about me. Says the Nesiv Hashem, no. Zachar says, Shom HaShabbos, the Kaji, you should realize, yeah, you're going to work the whole week. Yeah, you got to put your shtadlus in. That's a prerequisite for success. But don't you dare for a second forget the fact, Zachar says, Shom HaShabbos, the Kaji. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly intervening in the world. You got to start off with that recognition before you can go ahead and run your business. And with that, one is possibly able to suggest some of the answers to the questions that we have. Why Davka Shemitah? Rashi says, because that's the mitzvah, Diktukea, Pratoseh, Klaloseh, all the dig. We want to know that comes from Sinai. Yeah, you want to know something? Just as the mitzvah of Shemitah reminds us that everything comes from Hashem, every mitzvah needs to teach us that everything comes from Hashem. Not every mitzvah necessarily overtly will remind us of that. I can think of kashrus. I can think of many other mitzvahs out there. They don't necessarily remind us so confrontationally, so clearly, that the Ribono Shalom is in charge, but Shemitah does. So Shemitah is there to go ahead and tell us and remind us as the paradigm, Shabbos l'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world, and then we've got to do our part, but at the end of the day, it's not kol chiviyotim yadi. That's why a person who goes ahead and doesn't observe Shemitah, Hashem says, you know what's going to happen to you if you don't go observe Shemitah? I'm going to kick you out. Because without emunah, what are we? Without emunah, what are we? We've got nothing. Without believing and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world, we can operate as much as we'd like to be able to operate, but at the end of the day, we've missed the point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you missed the point. What are you living in Eretz Yisrael for? What are you living the dream for, if not for the reality that there's emunah? Why is there galus? What? Shemitah belongs to Gilui Arayos, Shvichas, Dam, and Avodah Zarah? Answer is yes. Shemitah is all about Emunah. Shemitah is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bechvodo Be'atzmo, is the only one in charge. A person who's going to ignore, who's going to be negligent, who's going to pretend that there's no mitzvah of Shemitah, who's not going to do it, Diktuhekeb, Klaloseh, Brautoseh, doesn't do it in the right way. You have no business being in Eretz Yisrael. You should get kicked right out. And so therefore, says the Nesiv Hashalom, we can now understand what is so unique, what is so special, what is so powerful, and what exactly Shemitah is there to teach us. Have a great day.